Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Holiday with Steve 101. Back to school. I'll be right back here.
Telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want.
YTB travel and home based business show. Hey, we got a great show for you today. Before I get started, I just want to send our condolences out to my co-host family, Monticello Mitchell. They had had an in-law who passed over the weekend, and our prayers and everything goes out to him and his family, him and his wife, and the rest of their family members as they deal with this person's homecoming. And so Monticello will not be joining us this Sunday morning. And we just say our prayers once again for him and his family. Thank you for tuning in. And there's been a lot going on this past week in the news, there was a great article on AOL Finance about YTB, and the article was entitled YTB, Wall Street's New Online Travel Darling. Again, for those that don't understand what's going on and the vision and where this company is headed, you need to take your time and check out the news. Go to AOL Finance. Click in YTB in search. Click YTB International. It'll pull up an article for you that was written on April the 2nd. And that article explains where the people on Wall Street see YTB going. And remember now, these are people that are not in the business, and they're telling folk that you need to invest in this. YTB is in a Microsoft moment. What I mean by a Microsoft moment, if you could get in the time machine right now and go back to when Bill Gates started Microsoft and say, I want to be a part of it, I want a piece of the action, I'm pretty sure most of us would do that. Well, you can get a piece of the action right now. YTB, hey, it's in a growth moment, a growth stage, a Microsoft moment. Those that get involved, you will become a millionaire if you go on and work. There's two ways you can do it. You can work the business, or you can just invest in terms of the stock options, and you will become a millionaire. So it's just very, very important to focus. You know, a lot of times we read about things and say, oh, I wish I had got involved with that when that happened. Well, hey, if you're out there, you're alive, and you're breathing today, don't miss this YTB opportunity. Don't sleep this one. And, again, don't take my word for it. Go to AOL Finance. Go to AOL. Click AOL Finance. In the search, put YTB International, and it'll bring up this article, and you need to read that, digest it, sit back, understand what it's saying. There's something that's happening in this country in terms of online travel, and YTB is taking the lead. Well, today's show, what I'm going to do is I've got a special historic phone call. A lot of times, you know, I play conference calls and different people, YTB leaders, and let you hear some of the things that they talked about and, again, perspective on the company. And today I'm going to play a phone call with Charlie Howe and Sonia Oates. This is from last year, and just check it out, sit back, listen to it, and when the call is over, I will get right back to you with wrapping up the show. Hold on as I bring up our broadcast that we want to listen to today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charlie Howe Sunrise Train Call, straight from Dallas, Texas, and talking about the greatest opportunity on the doggone face of this earth. I'm telling you, this is amazing, folks. We just had a banner week here. We had the number one money earner from this company here in Houston. Let me see. In Houston, we had him on Thursday night, Rick Ricketts. And Friday night, he was in Duncanville, Texas, which is south side of Dallas. Saturday, he came in and did a training for us that was absolutely out of this world. And also, we had him back over here. Saturday we let him go home because that was his anniversary. And I think he said it was 37 years, he and Brenda Ricketts, which was pretty awesome. And, you know, Rick got out here and poured his heart out to us. Actually, Wednesday night, I got to go out to the local Anatole. It's a Hilton Anatole Hotel, which is a really nice hotel here in Dallas. He and I went out to a eucalyptus steam room at the Hilton. We got in a spa. We got in a eucalyptus steam room. We got regular steam room. We went and got in the pool, and we got back in the steam room. And I got to spend about 4 hours with him. And I'm telling you something, this guy is absolutely fantastic. If you don't know Rick Ricketts, you don't know what he's about, it'll blow your mind. The guy just has the ultimate attitude of becoming a millionaire. And of course, last year he made over $3 million in the business anyway in YTB. And he's one of the guys that's hung around, and he's done it when all the odds were against him. He got out here and did it. He was in the furniture business for 20-something years, and they put a new road down beside him there, in front of his place. They blocked him off. They piled it up with stones and bricks and stuff and concrete where they couldn't get into his furniture store, and he lost everything. But he came back from it three times stronger. And see, what my message I want to give to you tonight is, you know, we had a guy out there by the name of Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison failed 3,000 times before he got to get that light bulb to come on. So see, what I want to ask you tonight is, how many times are you going to hear a no, or I can't do this, or I don't have the money? How many times are you going to hear that before you can actually say, well, my next one's going to be a yes? Or how many times is it going to take for your light bulb to come on? Tonight I want to talk about tenacity and being tenacious about your business. Because, folks, a lot of you out there are new in the business and you just don't realize what we got our hands on. Every day I look at this business and I just thank God every day, because this business is huge, folks. And, you know, there's some, I'll tell you what, I don't know how many mathematicians there are out there, but I want to give you a little bit of a visual picture here of what Rick showed us this weekend. Now, there's a company out there by the name of XL Communications that had hundreds of thousands of distributors. But when they got to 50,000, this thing, XL took a straight-up line shot. I mean, it just went straight up. It hit momentum. And then he put out there about Shackley, got to 50,000 distributors, and it went straight up. And several other companies, he showed us graphic depictions of these other companies that had done this. And he said, here is my depiction of YTB, because right now we're over 40,000 strong. And guess what's going to happen once we get up there to that 50,000, which is going to be before the end of this year, folks. I mean, it may be in the next couple of months, because things are really happening. I mean, the company put in 2,100 people the other day, and I mean, it's just amazing what's going on with this thing. And you know what? If you've ever figured that, oh, well, I should have done that, but I missed out on it, or I should have got over here in this program because all the people that got into that made millions. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You're in the right place at the right time with YTB. There's no two ways about it. If I sound tenacious tonight, if I sound excited tonight, if I sound like I'm blowing off really hard tonight, it's reason, because we are in the right place at the right time. There's never before in my lifetime, and I've been in the referral marketing business for 27 years, I've never been so excited about anything since my children were born and meeting the two loves of my life. I've never been this excited about anything, I'm telling you, because I want to tell you that this company has got the right leadership, we've got the right product, we've got the right timing, we've got the right trend, we've got the right market to just tear everything down, folks. Just look at what we got. We got Travelocity, one of our big partners. We've got all of these people coming after us right now. We just made another Pinnacle Award with Carnival Cruises.
Woo!
Oh, yes. You hear me, don't you, Sonya, baby?
Yeah.
So, you know, and the deal is that we're going places that nobody's ever been. We're covering ground right now that's never been done before in network marketing. We guarantee a program right now that if a person gets out here and hands out 300 magazines over the next 12 months, they'll make $6,000. That's $20 a magazine. Oh, let me tell you something. And I want to tell you the biggest part about this thing is that when you get out there and you put 100 people in your power team, your company's going to pay you a minimum of $31,000. And let me tell you something, folks. There is not another company in the world that's been able to do that. Pay you $31,000 for a small little $399.95 representation getting into this business. It's never been done before. And I want to tell you something else. Do I sound excited, Sonya?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I'm so pumped, baby, because I just got through with James Pruitt, Mickey Rawls, Dave Rawls. We had the most awesome meeting out there today. We had a CRTA on Sunday here because Rick was in town yesterday, and we couldn't do it yesterday, so we put it off to Sunday. We had a packed house out there at the Omni on the west side of Dallas. And, I mean, these people were hungry for what was going on. Hungry. They were there at 9 o'clock this morning. Some of them got there at 8 o'clock ready to go. We didn't even start the meeting until after 10 o'clock. And we went straight through. We had a short lunch break. And at 4:30, quarter to 5, James Pruitt was up there on the stage. And it was huge, folks. It was huge. Now, what I want to tell you is, number one is, I realize the importance of building for these events. Because personally, I had quite a few people out there today that were in my downline. And, you know, lots of other people in their downlines, they had a bunch of people out there today. And these people left excited. They signed. There was people there today that weren't even in the business that were signing up at the end of it. Isn't that great, Sonia?
It is.
I mean, this business is so awesome, folks. And if you don't know what you got your hands on, you need to go to bed tonight, wake up in the morning, and know that you're on the top of the heap. This thing is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you know that all you got to do is understand that we're here to offer a solution. And this has been something on my laying heavy on my heart. And if you've gone out there to blog.travelmentors.com, and there's going to be a letter up there that I put in there. It's about solutions. See, folks, you don't have to convince people about this business. You don't have to tell them, hey, you got to get in here so you can make some money. You don't have to convince them of anything. Because I want to tell you something, that all we're doing is we're offering a solution. I want to digress here for just a couple of minutes here, Sonia. You know, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think, I came down with the worst case of strep throat this doctor had ever seen. I went in the doctor's office. Of course, I couldn't swallow. I couldn't talk. I was running fever. And, you know, not many things take me down. But a fever takes me down about three notches. Okay, so I told Linda, I said, told my sweetheart wife, I said, Linda, I just got to go to the doctor and see what's going on with my throat. Went in there and said, you got the worst case of strep throat I've ever seen. So he swabbed my throat and took the test, came back, said, you got it, boy. So instead of one unit of penicillin, we're going to have to give you a unit and a half. And we're going to put you on these steroids, and we want you to get rid of the stuff that's not good for you. And see, I went there because I had a need. I had a problem. What did he have to offer me? He had to offer me a solution, okay? And that solution was the penicillin to get rid of what I had to help me get back on top just like I am right now. I mean, you know, I'm bulletproof today, totally bulletproof, because he gave me a solution to my problems. Now, I need to tell you that Charlie Howe doesn't talk about problems very often. They're all temporary situations. If you're late on your bills right now, if you're behind on your car payment, if you don't know how you're going to make your rent, if you don't have the money to get in this business, let me tell you something. It's all a temporary situation. It's not a problem. It's a temporary situation, and you got to find a solution for that. Now, when you wake up in the morning and quit having that pity party, I know that there's people out there tonight that are probably sitting there saying, how are we going to make it to the end of the month? Are we going to have enough money left to make the rent and the car payment and the child care and all this stuff? Let me tell you something. That is a temporary situation. You know, I've often said, and a lot of people on here tonight have heard me say, drastic problems is a cause for drastic action. So all you need to do is get your mind right about your business. Because when somebody offered you this business, they did you a big favor. All they got to do is just say, okay, guys, here's what it takes to make it happen. And then you get out there and help somebody make it happen. You're not making anybody do anything against their will. So just give me a few names. Let's call them. Let's get with them. Let's run. That's the big thing. You know, we had Kevin Jaguar on here last week. A lot of you heard him. What did he do? He puts a person in the business. He says, okay, let's get some names, get them to come over. Let's sit down and run with you. Let's go talk to these people for you. And you do that with everybody in your power team. If you're not your power team, just get there. Call your sponsor and say, hey, I need to get to my power team. And it's their responsibility. I'm going to tell you, the word sponsor is a root word of responsibility. They are responsible for you to get to your power team. But it still is your responsibility to tell them, these people that you know or are familiar with, to get them together, to get them in your midst, and let that person put them in the business. Don't go it alone. Dude, you're not in this business to go it alone. I always tell people, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So all you got to do is get in there and get your sponsor, drag them over there, and if your sponsor won't help you, go to your Upland Power Team leader. Because your sponsor may have got in yesterday. They still don't know the deal either. So tell the Upland Power Team leader, hey, help us both, let's run. Let's go. And that's all you have to do. There's lots of ways to put people in front of this business. Tons of ways to put people in front of this business. I can tell you to drop cards. I meet them at car washes. I meet them at service stations. I pull up there. Let me tell you something. Charlie Howe doesn't fill up a car at a service station. Do you fill your car up when you stop at the service station, Sonia?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? I don't. I put $10 worth in and go find another one. Because every time I put $10 worth, you know, my Jag out there takes about $40 to fill it up. My Durango takes about $70 to fill it up. But I go out there and I go to four or five different service stations. And I never pull in a service station that doesn't have a car. And it's got to have a nice car. I want to see a Mercedes, a Lexus. I want to see a couple of BMW convertibles or something sitting there for me to pull in. Because I'm going to go over there and say, hey, guys, it's a nice car you got there. I don't tell them I have a Jag at home. I don't tell them I just got rid of a BMW. What I tell them is, that's a nice car. Man, what do you do to afford a car like that? Oh, really? Well, do you like that job? How do you like it? What don't you like about it? And then we get into a conversation. And the next thing you know, I call them up and I say, listen, here's my card. If you got your card, I'll take your card. Let's get together next week or day after tomorrow, and let's have lunch because I need to tell you about something. I already know what they want. If they got a BMW, he'd rather be driving a Porsche. He'd rather be driving a Bentley. He'd rather be living in a $400,000 house. Now, that's Texas grade, okay? Not California. He'd rather be living in a $400,000 house than a $200,000 house, because a $250,000 house here is worth $1.5 million, $2 million in California. So, see, it's all relative, folks. But the thing is that you just got to get out here and get in front of people. If you're not putting this thing in front of 2, 3, 4, 5 people a day, then you really don't want it as bad as you think you do. And we got lots of ways of doing things. Dave Funk's offered online presentations. Peter Jensen's got online, conference calls, recruiting conference calls, 6-7 days a week now. And what you got to do is get in your mind how you want to plan to bring these people into your midst. If you don't know what to say to them, that's good. Don't sit there and rattle off everything. Don't vomit all over your people. You know, we got somebody on here tonight. I need to tell y'all something about this lady. Sonia Oates and Jeannie Shoffers host this Monday night call. It'll be tomorrow night. And they do such a splendid job of getting out there and taking people around the bases. You know, you got to get from first base. You got to get from off the home plate over to first base. You can't just jump from the home base all the way over. You can't hit the ball and run straight to second like my son did in T-ball. Yeah, you know, he went to first base 4 or 5 times in T-ball, and he got him out every time. The next time he got up to bat, he hit the ball and went straight to second. I said, well, Wes, why'd you run to second base instead of first? He said, every time I went to first, it put me out. So, see, the thing is that Jeannie and Sonia pour their hearts out to get your people squared away. And let me tell you something, folks. There's probably a lot of people on this line tonight that's never been on that Monday night call. I need to tell you that these ladies are absolutely the ladies of YTB. Sonia and Jeannie do a wonderful job on Monday night. There's many nights when I'm sitting here, and I'll keep from calling people back just to call and listen to them. And every time I listen to them, I get ideas. I've been in this business for 27 years, but not in YTB. And taking people around the bases and doing the bases is a big deal. And I want to bring this lady on here because I tell you, I met her at the convention. What a lovely lady, Miss Sonia Oates. Are you there, sweetheart?
I'm here.
I'll tell you what, baby. You are just, you're one of my heroes now. You're one of my heroes. And you guys are putting on this breakfast out there. And it made me have an idea on the way home this evening that sometime this week I'm just going to call a bunch of people and invite them out to breakfast at the IHOP. We're going to go out there and eat and talk about this business over breakfast. And I thank you for that. You're just awesome. Tell us a little bit about your get-together, your breakfast.
What I do at the breakfast, Charlie, and everyone on the line, I've been doing this now for about, well, I don't know, six months, I guess. And I did this because there's no one doing travel training. That's how it started. And I had people, especially after I'm on those two calls with Jeannie, emailing me and asking me questions, and I happily and will continue to do answer all the questions I possibly can and train anyone that I can in what the travel is all about. And whether or not that you sit as an RTA and do the travel on the computer yourself makes no difference. You just need to know what to do, and especially if you come across an RTA that you sponsor who needs to know, or just a client who wants to know something other than what's on the website. So I just kind of started small and went, well, I guess I don't mind training. I like to train anyway. So what I do is the hotel, if we do a breakfast, then they don't charge for the room. So they put it on, it's the Crown Plaza in San Pedro, and I do it down at the harbor, at L.A. Harbor.
That sounds like a terrible place.
Oh, yeah. All the big ships, you know. Perfect, especially we're in the travel industry, right? And you drive down and you get the bug instantly. But you smell the sea air and you see Princess Cruises. And all of the big cruise ships come in, and NCO, and also you see them come in, you go, oh, my gosh. And then there's the hotel, and it's just wonderful. So we have a breakfast, and then sometimes I have... I believe I have vendors now that come in. I have vendors that come in, and they know who YTV is now.
Wow.
They are knowing who we are, and they come in and they tell about their program, their product, how to sell it, and get brochures. Then after that, I go into my training, and I have kind of like a cycle training. And I train on everything on the website, everything about travel that I possibly can, and we have question and answer period.
Well, let me ask you something.
Open for everyone. I don't care who you are, where you come from. I have people coming all the way from Las Vegas.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me ask you something, Sonia. When you go and do this, are you using a PowerPoint? Are you using online live, or how you doing?
Online live.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I figure, I know PowerPoint, you know, is good, but I like to see, you know, if something happens, I want it to happen right there.
Right.
You know, if that happens, what do we do? And I want to be able to fix it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to do it live.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So you take them through the travel site and show them all the drop downs and everything?
I do that, and then I also ask them, what do they want to hear about the next time? And I get all sorts of questions and things, and then that's how I put together my next training for the next month. I do this once a month, and I do what they ask me.
Now, is this is this kind of an opportunity meeting, too?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we've had, I tell them, hey, bring, yes, may I bring some guests? Sure. So they bring their guests. They know we've had people sign up right there.
Isn't that wonderful?
I think it's great. You know, it's just wonderful. I love to see that.
Well, you've been an inspiration to me because when, you know, we posted that meeting of yours out there on the blog, and I'll tell people right now, go look at blog.travelmentors.com. And over under meetings, you can look in there, and Sonia's breakfast meeting is in there. And if you've got somebody in that area, send them. Just send them, but they need to RSVP by the 2nd, right?
Yes, for that one that's coming up in October.
Yes.
I have one coming up next Saturday, the 16th. That's my September one. And have a vendor there. And Jeannie's going to be with me in October, which I am just so excited about.
October to when?
October 7th. And that's
October
my birthday,
9th.
Too, so there's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
Truth, I mean,
and you're going to be 33, 34 then? Yes, I'm pretty sure of that. Absolutely. Yeah, my next time, I'll be 29 twice, you know what I mean? But, man, that's amazing how people can come up with these ideas on building this business. And like I said, you are a real revelation to me because I used to do breakfast meetings all the time, and I've only done two since I've been in YTV. And I said, well, why not go out here and get an IHOP, get in the back of it, or because we don't have a real nice bay up here, okay, in Dallas. We're kind of landlocked. But, you know, an IHOP or something like that, if you go out there and you have a breakfast meeting, just invite everybody you know to come over to the meeting. You can get your PowerPoint or your overhead projector, throw it up on the wall, call your sponsor, get them involved, and it can be a great thing, can't it?
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, that's just amazing. And, you know, I have to tell you, Sonja, you and Jeannie do such a great job on Monday night. We really appreciate what you do, okay? You ladies are really the ladies of YTB, you know?
Thank you, Charlie. I enjoy doing it, and I know I can speak to Jeannie also. She's on a cruise right now, on a Disney cruise, bless her little heart.
Oh, bless her little heart. And she took Mr. Jeannie Shoppus with her, didn't she?
Yep.
we had fun at the convention sitting there eating lunch that day, and I said, oh, is this Mr. Sonja Oates? That's funny. And everybody calls Linda Mrs. Charlie Howe, you know, so that's I know that feeling. Linda, I think Linda voiced her opinion there that morning also about that. But let me ask you something. When you're getting a person on board, what do you do with them first?
First thing that I do with them, very first thing that everyone should do when you bring them on board and they fill out that application, don't let them wait for their package to come in the mail. Do not let them wait. Show them on the website where it is so they can begin reading it. And the next thing you do, have them fill out the application for their first ID card. Do that immediately. Those two things you do together. You do it right away.
Now, you're talking about the toolbox, right?
Toolbox, exactly.
Go to the toolbox.
Let them wait. Someone, I don't know who it is or what organization she was in, but she emailed me and said she hadn't gotten the toolbox yet and she didn't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, no, don't you dare wait. And on, she hadn't even sent in her application for her first card. I told her to be sure to do this for her people. Don't let them wait. Showed her where it was. She was long distance, but I showed her where it was on the site and told her to get in there immediately and fill out her application and get her first card.
Absolutely. Get her cards, that's for sure. Because they really don't know what those cards do until they get them in their hands.
No, they have no idea.
I went to play golf with a guy. I got to tell this story. I went to play golf with a guy about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we went out to this golf course I've never been to, and he walked up there, and he paid, and it was like $115.
Wow.
To go for 18 holes. And I walked up there, and I said, oh, by the way, I'm a travel agent, and I said, I'm here checking out your course, you know, because we do have golf tee times on our site, and I'd like to recommend this to people. And the guy says, okay, well, give me $30 for your cart fees, and you're okay.
Isn't it awesome?
And my buddy looked over at me, and he said, what have I got to do to get one of those cards? And I said, I'll tell you after 18th hole unless you beat me. I actually told him, I'll tell you about it in the 19th hole. You know where that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I said, I'll tell you there unless you beat me. If you beat me, I'm not going to tell you, you know. So anyway, I ended up taking a lousy last, but I ended up telling him anyway. And he's in the business today, by the way.
All right.
But, you know, that's something, getting those cards in your hand. You really don't realize what this business is about. You really don't even, you don't even feel like a RTA until you get that card in your pocket.
Right.
And people don't understand how valuable that is. Well, give us a couple of experiences you've had with your RTA card, Sonja.
Well, most of the experiences have been with hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's one of the easiest things to do. And you just understand that it isn't something that is due to you, that, you know, they have to do.
Right.
That's the biggest thing for people who've never been in the travel industry to understand. It isn't something that's owed to them. It's a privilege. It is a privilege, and so you have to treat it as such. Treat that first card and every single card that you ever get as gold, the most precious thing in this industry. When you go to a hotel, if you've already made your reservations, you know, regularly, then be professional. Look professional. That doesn't mean you have to have on a suit and tie, but be clean and presentable and smile and just let them know that you're a travel agent and ask nicely if there's an upgrade. No, that is the easiest thing on earth to do. And if there is, you'll get it.
Exactly.
And if there isn't, you won't. So, you know, just, you know, because they're not going to kick a full-paying client out of a suite, okay, just to let you in.
Yeah, if they've got 200 NFL players in there, it's doubtful you're going to get an upgrade. Exactly.
And car rentals? Oh, that's so easy. Car rentals, well, upgrade, you're going to get one anyway. But one thing that, oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Sonia Oaks just handed me a note.
Did he? Tell Mr. Sonia Oaks I said hi, will you?
But car rentals, you know, Juliet St. John tells about how she does it, and that is absolutely right, because that's the way I used to do it, is that you get yourself a compact, call for a compact, and you're going to get an upgrade anyway.
That's right.
You have to get an upgrade. Show your card, and you'll get an upgrade at a compact price.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. The note that my honey handed me, the anecdote, David and I have stayed there previously, and he wrote me a note about the concierge floor.
Which anecdote?
Yeah.
Which anecdote?
Yeah, at the Anatole there in Dallas.
Oh, Lord, they have the best deal for us, don't they?
I know.
You know, Linda and I
awesome.
Just spent our anniversary there.
Over 15 years prior to YTB, and it was during that time when we went to Anatole when it was brand new. It was brand spanking new, and with my little card, got a great upgrade.
You know, Linda and I just spent our third anniversary there. The night before February the 14th, our anniversary is on February the 13th. All of you, mark your calendar and send me flowers on the 13th to save me some money. That's exactly right. But anyway, I told Linda, I said, and we were just running like mad in February. You know, that's right after Christmas, and the business was just going crazy. And I said, we got this meeting this night, and we just couldn't get away to go on, you know, a little 3 or 4 day outing. So I called the Anatole here, and it's a Hilton Anatole now. It used to be Lowe's Anatole, and I called him, and Hilton loves us anyway. So I went over there and I called him and I said, I need to get I need to come in as a travel agent, and do you have any travel agent prices for tonight? And it was the night before February the 14th, so they said, well, Mr. Howe, we can give you a $69 rate, just come in. You know, about the minimum you get in that place is about $179 a night.
Yep, that's right.
So we went over there, and I got there, and they sent us to a room that already had some people in it.
Uh-oh.
And that was on the concierge floor. Somebody was taking a shower when we went into the room. And so, nope, this is not one of our rooms. So the bellman said, I'll go downstairs, take care of this. So he come back, and he took us up to a higher floor that was really exclusive. And he took us to this room, and it had this little white button out there on the side of the door. And I said, what is this all about? He said, that's your doorbell.
Oh, my.
And I said, oh, wow. And my wife looked at me, and her eyeballs got as big as a dinner plate, you know. And she said, a doorbell? So we're in, and this place is huge. I have never been in a hotel room this huge in my life. Even we stayed at that $1,399 night room at the Plaza Hotel in New York before it closed down. They gave us that for $200 a night because we're travel agents. But this one made that one small in comparison. It was just absolutely amazing. Had a great view out over the city, you know, and it's just a Dallas has got a beautiful skyline. So we got in that room, $69 a night, and I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. And I said, you know what, this is pretty neat. So I told them it was our anniversary. They took us down to the Nana's Grill, which is a great restaurant there. And all we had to pay was a tip for a meal. Because we were, I guess, like somebody, you know, at this place. It was just amazing. The Hilton's treats you really well. The Hilton's one of my favorite hotels, anyway. But what is your other, you know, I do the same thing that you do with the rental cars. I always get a compact, a subcompact, or whatever, and get there. One time I was upgraded to a Cadillac Escalade.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, just great, great cars, and they do that. And by the way, I'm going to put in a plug here for Avis. If you have a clear card, you go to Avis, you walk in there like you walk on water. I mean, those people love you with a clear card. So if you haven't been to your CRT training, find out where the nearest one is going to be, folks, and get there. It's a good deal. So, Sonia, you told me about walking your people through the getting them to go and take a look at the
toolbox.
Right. So what's the next thing you have them do?
Next thing I have them do is to get to a CRTA immediately.
Okay.
Okay. If there isn't one in the area and if they're able to buy the next one, the next closest one, then I have them do that.
Very good. Very good. You know,
training in their homes too. I go to their homes if they can't get out, you know, or if they're working, you know, whatever it happens to be. I go to their home. I go to their home, get on their computer, and sit down, take all my little stuff, sit down, and give training, one-on-one training, right there.
Just walk them through the travel site, the back office, the travel portal, all of that stuff, huh?
That's right.
That's great. That's great. That's great. So let me ask you the question of the week. When are you going to be a director?
Okay, that is the question of the week. Let's see, what month is this? This is
September.
Okay, let's call it October because it is. How does your anniversary sound?
Oh, yes, we'll celebrate it twice.
Okay.
We'll celebrate it twice. That's great. That's great. Well, you know, I was sitting down, and you know I'm a numbers man. I'm an extreme numbers guy, you know, my engineering background. And I went in there and I said, well, what does it take to earn a $1 million bonus? Here it is. This is simple. You just have to pick five people that want to become a level three director. Five people, level three director, you made your $1 million bonus. That's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about it. Five people, the level three director means you have 5,000 people in each leg. And you are 25,000 people strong, and with this magazine program we got going on now, that's a cakewalk. Do you know that most of the people on here tonight, on this line tonight, that are in this magazine program and are out there pushing this magazine program and getting people on there and getting them to duplicate this process, that in 7 months they can be a director, level one. 7 months from today, if they walk on it, and a lot of you should be receiving your first month or your second month of magazines today, or not today, but tomorrow or either the end of last week. I received our first ones Friday.
Wow, that's good. I haven't received mine yet.
Well, they're shipping them from Dallas, and it has to get on the 20-mule team, you know, to get out there to California, but or Stagecoach, whatever's running out there lately. But you know, that's something, Sonia, that's just absolutely amazing. And in this training today, I had an opportunity to speak for a little bit. And I'll tell you something. You know, I told people that, number one, that, you know, I've been in this business, in referral marketing business, for 27 years. And that in mind, I have never seen a company, number one, that ever offered a $1 million bonus.
Oh.
They just don't do it. Ken Lay got $1 million bonuses when he was working for Enron. But and that's the only people that get it, those CEOs. But let me tell you what, a CEO of your own business, you can get $1 million bonus. And another thing is, there's not a company out there on the planet that can offer you a deal to get out there for $399.95, put 100 people in your power team and walk away with a $10,000 bonus that actually amounts up to around $31,000. So that's 100 people, $31,000. No other company can you get in on the planet and do that. Have you ever thought about that, Sonia?
Yeah, you know what? I have a friend who I'm talking with about YTB, and he's in PPL, prepaid legal.
Oh, yeah.
And the sweetheart of a guy, he was telling me that he's so excited. He's purchased on my website, Purchase Travel, and he's going to their convention, and he has been worked so hard in August. Says, I'm going to go to your site and get my travel. I said, okay, cool. Where are you going? He's going to their convention. He says, and I'm working so hard, I got to get 75 people this month. 75 people. Okay, he goes, personally.
Good. Whoa.
75 people personally. Okay, I said, what do you get for that? I'm going to get $1,000.
I had to hold my mouth.
I did, and I said, oh, that's great. I know you. I'm not going to burst his bubble. Let him do what he needs to do. You know, the timing wasn't right. And then I showed him the magazine. I had one magazine. I showed him the magazine. And he goes, oh, yeah. He says, we have one, too. And he had given it to me long ago. I said, oh, yeah, I remember. I said, tell me, what was your program with your magazine? Oh, we're supposed to hand them out, you know, but who does? I said, that's what our program is. And when I told him, his jaw dropped. He says, how can they do that? I said, and he goes, you have any more?
Exactly.
What you need to do, because you have your blinders on right now, and I'm not going to take you away from that. Do what you need to do with your program, and you get back from your convention, and we'll talk. You know, and he just kind of looks at me, don't you forget me. I'm going, I won't.
It's the magic of seven touches in this business, isn't it? It's the magic of seven touches. You don't always nail them on the first time you talk to them, but, you know, the seven touches. I tell you what, Sonia, I want to tell you, number one, I'm so glad you're on here tonight. It's so great to hear your voice, and I appreciate you coming on here big time tonight. And what I want to do is open up the line and see if we have a couple of questions because, you know, I think the PJ guy is going to be getting on here in a few minutes, and they're going to open up for their recruiting call tonight. Well, what I want to do is get a couple of people in here and see if they have some questions for the wonderful Sonia Oates, the lady, one of the dynamic duo of YTB. And the first thing I want to tell you is, if you want to get the information on her blog, on her organization, or this meeting she's getting ready to have, go to blog, B-L-O-G, .travelmentors.com, and I've posted it out there, and y'all can take a look at it. So I'm going to open up the line here, Sonia, and let's see if anybody's got any questions for you real quickly. We've got about 5 minutes to answer questions here before these other folks come on, okay?
All right.
I appreciate you a bunch, honey.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
All righty. You hold on, sweetheart.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay. Anybody have a quick question for Sonia?
Hey, Charlie, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I got a question actually for you. When we went up to that CRTA training in Detroit yesterday, Bill Hoffman mentioned something about the magazine is now over 24 months instead of a 12 months.
Right.
Press 9.
And the whole deal is on that is that, folks, if you haven't done a star 6, would you please do a star 6 so that we can explain this for Steve? The question was, if you, you know, the program now, instead of being 12 months on the magazine, is now 24 months. But basically what that means is you've got to have an auto order of 12 months worth of magazines over the next 2 years and put in 25 people's names and addresses email addresses and phone numbers over the next 24 months. You got to do 25 each month. So it can take you 16 months or 12 months or even, you know, even 20 months. It makes no difference as long as it's inside of 2 years and it'll still pay off. You'll still get that $6,000 guarantee.
So as long as you pass out the year's subscription, whatever, 300 magazines or whatever it amounts to, in the 24-month period, it still counts.
That's exactly right. And let me go on. Let me put this on conference mode here just for a second. I'll explain that a little deeper.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, if you weren't able to hear that, Steve asked about the 24-month program now on the cat and on the magazines. The magazines were originally saying in the next 12 months you hand out 300 magazines and put 300 people's names and addresses and contact information in your back office, and at the end of that 12 months, the coach guaranteed you'd make $6,000. If you didn't, he'd pay you the difference. In other words, if you made $4,800, he'd give you an extra $1,200. Here's the situation. Now they've extended that to 24 months, and here's the reason, because if you have a person out there that has to go on active duty or has to or gets ill or something for a month or two, what they're able to do is shut off. They can go in the back office and shut off their ownership on those 25 magazines per month, and then pick it up 2 months later, 3 months later, 4 months later, whatever. It's just that you've got to have 12 months worth of ownership and those 25 addresses or contact information of those people in the back office, in your back office, to qualify for the guarantee. What they've done is they've helped a lot of people out, because some people, because of health or active duty service in the armed forces or whatever, they've allowed us to do that now, and that's what's really great about that program. And I hope that answered your question, Steve. And making sure, folks, if you're not going to ask a question, to give us a star six. We're going to go back and open up the call now to any questions for Sonia Oates or myself or me.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, any questions out there, folks?
Hey, Sonia?
Yes.
Hey, I would love to use your help. And I'm working with a couple of brick-and-mortar travel agencies right now.
Sure.
And I don't know if you can do a three-way with these people.
Hold it just a second.
Here, let me give you my email address and just email me, and then we can get that set up, okay?
I'd really appreciate it.
All right, it's worldclasslady, then the number 7. It's worldclasslady7 at AOL.com. I'd be happy to help.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Is this Joe Shirella?
Yeah.
No, don't help him. He was part of that Ohio thing that come down here and beat up Texas yesterday. Joe, don't wait for a call back from her. We're still licking our wounds over that one, buddy.
Oh,
yes, Sonia will definitely help you, Joe. Should definitely.
It's worse than strep throat, isn't it?
I don't even want to talk about that. Next question, please.
Charlie, I have a question. This is Susan Hines.
Hey, Hans 57.
Hey, Charlie. And Sonia, I appreciate you so much. I've learned so much from you on every call you're on. But I have a question about the golf tee time that you mentioned. I don't golf. I don't know anything about that. Are very many places in there that is that something that if I send golfers there, they're going to come back and say, well, no place I ever go was there, or can I just do it? I have to research it to figure out if that's of any value to people in my area.
Take that, Charlie. You're a golfer.
Okay. The deal is that they're out there right now. This is a company that does nothing but set up tee times for golfers.
Yeah.
And they're building that database slowly.
Okay.
They're not building it really fast. But you don't get a percentage of the actual green fees, but there is a dollar amount that they have to pay to post those times. to save those times, and you get a percentage of that. But to answer your question is, you know, some of them are on there, some of them are not. I know there's only like 10 or 12 golf courses in the state of Texas on there right now, but they're building it. They're building it. I remember when there was only two.
Well, okay, it would be more, you know, the way that it worked for you. The guy ended up coming in the business because he wanted.
Yeah, you just tell him if he wants to. You know, when they say, and I ask people when they want to play golf, the same thing I do if they want to travel. Do you want to play golf wholesale or retail?
Okay. But maybe I should look through and see what's in my area.
Sure.
Tell me anything because I don't know anything about coffee.
You're out there in California too, aren't you, Susan?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm on the other side of the big metropolis, and Sonia and I are both in nice places. There's so much traffic. I want to come down there for breakfast, and I will come and stay overnight.
That's it. You have to go down the night before and just spend the night, use your card, and what can I say?
That Crown Plaza loves travel agents.
They sure do. They sure do. They give you 50% off minimum.
I have a question about, it seems like the magazine ought to set up and went through some changes. And I've been waiting and waiting, waiting, waiting for an answer about, do you know, did they change that cutoff date of the 27th?
I think,
my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge either. I think it's the 27th still. If you haven't, if you put in for it today, you will not get your magazine until after the 1st of October.
Okay, I guess I need to call. I had one, and then I wanted to double my order after I saw the magazine. And
Well, there is a place, Susan, there is a place down where you can go and just buy the magazines and they'll hot ship them to you.
That, and I just got those, but my auto ship, I set up a new auto ship because my old auto ship didn't seem to be there. And then it was on the 3rd, and this is not important for us.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Scotty.
When you hand out 5 of the magazines for a week, does that information stay with you and the home office, and that's it, and not your sponsor gets that information?
No, it goes to your power team leader.
What happens if your power team leader calls in people and takes them away from you? Because we've had people ask us the same question, and they don't like that.
Well, it has to do with integrity.
Confidentiality. I mean, I thought it was, because I've had a lot of people ask me if it stays with me and the home office, and I'm like, yeah, but what happens if the sponsor gets it and the sponsor calls, and the sponsor calls them, and then they want to get in on the sponsor? That ain't fair.
What's your shake on that, Sonia?
You know, I've had that, quite honestly, I had that thought also, okay? And, you know, truthfully, I can't answer. I don't know what, I really don't know how to combat that. And you know, it's just human nature, okay? And I do understand, Scotty, totally, because once that gets out there and it gets into someone else's hands, you don't know where it goes, truthfully.
Well, now, here's what I will do. Scotty, hold off. If you have an incident like that come up, I think you should put out an email to legalsupport@ytb.com. If a situation like that should arise, you should call legalsupport@ytb.com and voice your opinion, because I'm telling you something, Mr. Ted Lindauer would not put up with that junk.
You're absolutely right, Charlie. That is.
Not with this company. Ted Lindauer will flat roll those people back under you.
I mean, these people, like I was saying, brought to my attention. I mean, these people are literally stealing people from other people. And that's not right. The bottom line is with the whole thing is, get out the comfort zone and go to work.
Has that happened to you, Scotty?
What's that?
Has it happened to you?
No, not personally with me, but other people that I have talked to, the trade shows that I've gone to, they're not happy. They're not happy at all. They're not getting the training that they need. Nothing. It's tell them, I said, if you're not getting a training, then further up if you have to. Go sideline, go upline.
Well, the deal is that it has a lot to do with integrity, but I tell you what, there's going to be people that have a lack of integrity in any business.
Blog Talk Radio.